We, the trustees of the Foundation Church of Divine Truth Incorporated, take very great pleasure in presenting this new edition of God's Divine Truths, as revealed to us by Jesus of Nazareth and others of the highest angels of the celestial kingdom through the past automatic writing mediumships of Mr. James E. Paget and Dr. Daniel G. Samuels. But before we heartily encourage our readers to avail themselves of the wonderful messages to follow, we might do well to provide an introductory synopsis of how this present volume was compiled from previous published works, now in the public domain, and how it was re-edited in the service of hopefully providing a more grammatically exact, and therefore clearer and more easily read or listened to, presentation of these angelically revealed divine truths of the highest spiritual order. The present text includes one or more messages from all four volumes of True Gospel revealed anew by Jesus and three messages from New Testament Revelations, all of which were originally published by the Foundation Church of the New Birth Incorporated through the efforts of Dr. Leslie R. Stone and Reverend John Paul Gibson, both now deceased. Comparatively few messages have been included from volumes 2 through 4 in the present offering. From these three volumes, only what we have regarded to be the most additionally important, allied, and or complementary messages have been combined with the original messages of Volume 1. The great bulk of the present text, therefore, comprises the messages of Volume 1, less a few of the more personal messages to Mr. Paget which have been removed in order to provide space for the inclusion of some of the more noteworthy spiritual messages from Volumes 2 through 4 and from New Testament Revelations. As our book cover indicates, the title we have felt inspired to choose for this new edition is Angelic Revelations of Divine Truth. And although we continue to fully recognize Jesus of Nazareth as Master of the Celestial Heavens, beloved leader of our church, and the foremost contributor to these messages as a whole, the principal reason for our selection of this new title is that we feel it also embraces, and appropriately acknowledges, the many celestial co-workers of the Master who have also contributed significantly to this volume and to our enlarged appreciation of the Father's divine truths. As past readers of these angelic revealments are perhaps aware, and as our new readers should know, there have been several former book titles for these enlightening and soulfully uplifting messages. In the actual sequential order of publication, these former titles have been Book of Truths, 1940, Messages from Jesus through James E. Paget, 1941, Messages from Jesus and Celestials, 1956, and True Gospel Revealed Anew by Jesus, 1958. These works have been variously published in hardcover and in paperback, and some have been reprinted in subsequent editions. Of the four volumes entitled True Gospel Revealed Anew by Jesus, published by the combined efforts of Dr. Stone and Reverend Gibson, Volume 1 has proven to be the most popular and sought after among our readers from all over the world. In fact, this volume has been so much in demand that our supply of this work has been completely depleted. And, unfortunately, until very recently, a lack of funds has prevented a republication of this text or the advancement of a more inclusive new edition of this truly revolutionary spiritual material. Knowing of the urgent need to once again provide many of God's children with the spiritual food for which they hunger, and being only too painfully aware of the large number of requests for this volume, which we could no longer accommodate, your present trustees were confronted with somewhat of a dilemma. Once funds were secured, how best might they be directed? Should they be used for the reprinting of Volume 1, or should they be used to publish a new volume that might include the great majority of messages from Volume 1, along with some of the very finest messages from Volumes 2 through 4 and perhaps other related sources? With the crucial input and assistance of Jesus of Nazareth, our dearly loved teacher and friend, and through contemporary mediumships of the highest quality, we were celestially guided to proceed with the latter option. At this point, it would be important to inform our readers that an additional decision was made to undertake the re-editing of all the messages in this present text. But in saying this, it should be qualified immediately that extreme care was taken to preserve and enhance, not change, the truths that are contained in these messages. That is, no attempt was made to change any of the celestially intended meanings of these messages. Our editing simply centered upon correcting errors in punctuation, spelling, and grammar where these could be found. and, at times, for purposes of having fewer parenthetical phrases or achieving greater clarity in sentence structure, an attempt was made to rearrange some of the wording so that a smoother flow and an easier-to-read edition might be ultimately assembled. Occasionally, sentences were also shortened in the service of attempting to achieve these same ends, and only very rarely was a word, or words, changed. When this was done, it was either because a word was too unfamiliar for common or general understanding, e.g. the Latin word desiderata was translated into English, or because what was presented appeared to be an obvious and unintended printing error. But lest our readers might still feel an underlying concern about what celestial authority or support we may or may not have been given to make such changes, we are very happy to offer the following quotation from an automatic writing message of Jesus, obtained through a most qualified medium of our church on June 21, 1985, which should help to answer this very legitimate concern. Now I will address the issue of sentence rearrangement. As you realize, this will be acceptable to us as long as the true and original meaning is kept intact, and if it is obvious to those reviewing the changes that it indeed does make the understanding easier to grasp. I have no quarrel with making some sentences shorter or eliminating some ands and thats. For when one is writing as a continuous thought process, it is more natural to join thoughts with ends, but when one is reading for his or her own enlightenment, these can be diminished without taking away from the valuable content of the message and the meaning it is attempting to convey to the reader. As you are aware, there are many levels of soul development and intellectual development to be reached with the truths of these messages, and you will have to decide how to present them in a clear way to the people at large. One approach may be more appealing to some, while another approach may be more acceptable to others. There is no way you can find one presentation that will be most attractive to all. So this is what you will have to determine through your collective hearts and minds working together in love and trust. In this new edition, we have honored Jesus' request that mankind no longer worship him, but rather look upon him as an elder brother. Accordingly, all words which pertain to him are left uncapitalized, while the great source of divine love and mercy, the Heavenly Father, is emphasized throughout the volume by the use of capitalization of all words pertaining to his being and his divine will and power, as well as his divine qualities and attributes. For those of you interested in the enumeration of these words, please refer to the glossary at the end of the volume. Indeed, within the limitations of our God-given abilities, we have attempted to present our readers with the very best final product we were capable of offering. And we truly hope that the great majority of you will be well pleased with the results that have taken us nearly 5 years to edit and reassemble in the present new format. In the past, and ever since Mr. Paget first began to receive automatic writing messages from Jesus and other celestials in 1914, there have been various editors who took upon themselves the difficult and challenging task of preparing these messages for publication. What some of our readers may not be aware of is that information obtained through automatic writing usually comes forth in a very rapid and continuous stream of graphically connected words, and these words are virtually devoid of punctuation. One can imagine and appreciate, therefore, how truly noble were the pioneering editorial efforts of such great contributors as Mr. James E. Paget, Dr. Leslie R. Stone, Mr. Eugene Morgan, Dr. Daniel G. Samuels, Reverend John Paul Gibson, and perhaps several others of whom we have no direct or confirmatory knowledge, such as Dr. Francis A. Gerger and Mr. Arthur Colburn, associates and friends of Mr. Paget and Dr. Stone, who also may have contributed to the overall editorial efforts of the past. However, to all of these former contributing editors, some of whom now reside in the celestial heavens, we wish to take this opportunity to extend our heartfelt appreciation and bountiful thanks to them for jobs well done. We can only hope that our own humble editorial efforts will be as well received as theirs have been. Before closing, we would like to urge all our readers to read and enjoy the introductory material of Dr. Leslie R. Stone, My Testimony, before proceeding to the spiritually illuminating messages to follow. This introduction contains vital historical and explanatory information, which one would do well to reflect upon and assimilate prior to embarking upon the great reading adventure ahead. And now, dear readers, as you are about to begin what we trust will be a joyous spiritual journey toward expanded soulful awakening and illumination, we would like you to consider the strong likelihood that what you have come to hold in your hands at this very moment is not the product of chance or accident, but is rather the intended beginning of the end of your spiritual searchings. We would especially request that you reflect upon what is being suggested here after you have read and digested all that follows. Also, be prepared for a few surprises. Truth is not always or unfailingly that which we may have been taught to believe during our formative years of searching. Therefore, we encourage that you read not so much with your minds as with your souls, for God communicates directly with us only from His soul to our souls. Thus, if we are to truly know and possess the Father's divine truths, as the celestial angels teach us, we must prayerfully seek the inflowing of His love into our souls in order that it may develop our souls and their faculties and enable us to experience these truths firsthand and ever greater fullness. In this way, the understanding that began as a mental knowledge deepens through the soul's growing perceptions and ownership of the truths which are inherent in the divine essence. And, thus, the highest truths of the universe may become known and possessed by the soul that seeks at-one-ment with our Heavenly Father through the gift of His divine love. As a final word, we would like to advance a statement that may seem extravagant, but which we nevertheless believe with all our hearts and souls. It is our deep conviction that what you are about to read in this expanded new edition has no past or current literary equal in terms of the number and quality of divine truths it reveals to mortal man. We say this certainly not because of any editorial input, past or present, but because we fully believe that these many and glorious truths of the Father have truly come to us from the highest celestial angels of God's highest kingdom, the celestial kingdom, where no error or untruth can enter and where only truth exists and flourishes. So, dear brothers and sisters, for you truly are our spiritual brethren, may God bless you all abundantly with His divine love, and may you come to possess many of His divine truths now before you forevermore. The Trustees of the Foundation Church of Divine Truth.